Come on, you. Oh, Nigel.
Or should I say, are there?
What?
On your way to the forum.
Oh, ha ha. It's fancy dress for the bike race tomorrow.
I thought you were going to be cows.
Yeah, well, proved a bit tricky. This is all they had left in the hire shop.
Well, sorry to intrude.
No one. I'm just trying to see if this sash will go on okay.
So were the Romans very concerned about British dairy farming?
Yeah, I know it would have been more logical on a cow costume.
Never mind, you'll make your point.
I hope so. So, is this what I think it is?
Yep. Your complimentary case of Lower Loxley wine.
Fantastic.
In return for all your hard work at harvest time.
Oh, thanks, Nigel.
I think you'll find it pleasantly fresh and zingy with a hint of apple.
Brilliant. I'll look forward to tasting it.
I suppose you'll have to drink it lying down.
With a slave to pour it for me. I know, we have actually done all the Roman jokes, Nigel.
Perhaps you should wear it to parish council now you've all been re-elected. It'll give you some gravitas when you're up against Linda and Lillian.
We're very harmonious, actually, I'll have you know. So, what are you lot wearing, then?
Ah, wait and see.
Mm, top secret, eh? Anyway, now let me just see if I can get out of this. Don't worry, I've got my shorts on underneath.
Thank goodness. I hear you gave Penny Hassett a good old drubbing yesterday.
Oh, the league match? Yeah. I got 50.
Oh, well done. Bodes well for your first cup match.
Yeah. Adam was on top form too. He was knocking them all over the place.
In spite of his ankle?
Oh, that's pretty well healed.
Okay.
He's far more worried about Debbie's plans for the farm.
Oh?
You know that she wants to sell all their big tackle and bring in contractors.
Gosh, that sounds a bit drastic.
Well, don't know if it'll ever happen. Not sure what's in Brian's mind.
No. Have you spoken to Brian recently?
No.
So you don't know what's...
No, Nigel, I don't know and I don't want to know.
Fair enough.
Adam said he'd been over to Dublin, but I've no idea what's going on and I'd like to keep it that way.
David?
It's okay, it's only Nigel.
Oh,
come on, let's have a look.
Well, I'm not sure about this.
Hey! Gosh, Ruth, you look...
stupid?
No, fantastic.
Yeah, it really suits you, actually.
You can't be serious.
Well, you know, in a historic sort of way.
Mm, you look like a Roman goddess.
Oh, come on.
Come on, give us a twirl.
It's actually quite nice to wear.
Shame togas went out of fashion.
Apparently the girls' version is called a stola.
Really? I never knew that.
Well, whatever it's called, it looks great on you, love.
Thanks. Only problem is, how on earth am I going to ride a bike in it?
We're just taking 10 minutes. Give Andy a chance to tidy up the clamp.
Yeah. Are you still up to schedule?
Yeah, I should have the top field all done by dark.
Well, I'm sorry I've not been up there.
No, we're doing fine. I've asked Tom to stay on till we're through, so touch wood.
Good. I was planning to spend the afternoon here. Still catching up from last week.
Oh, yeah. Did you see my note about the crop consultant?
Hmm?
He's asked to come on Tuesday instead.
Tuesday?
Yeah, we should be finished with the silage. I'll take him round.
Oh, if you could.
And the bloke's coming tomorrow to drill the maze.
Oh,
the elephant design, yeah, that's what we decided. The jumbo
yes,
maze?
Yes. We'll need a cross-drill, remember?
Brian, I've got everything under control.
Maybe around in the afternoon. Oh, my diary's still such a mess. I'm not sure where I'm meant to be.
Okay, don't worry.
Thanks, Adam. I know you've had to take on more than your fair share.
I've told you before, I can more than cope.
It's going to take me another day or so to sort myself out. And then...
So, I don't suppose you've had another chance to talk to Debbie?
No, not since I got back.
Okay.
I've had a couple more emails. I'll have to get back to her soon.
So still no decision about the contracting?
I've really not had a moment to even think about it.
No.
It's not easy for me while everything's still so... up in the air.
Yeah, I can see that.
But you're right. I mean, we can't put it off for much longer.
Hello? You're not finished already?
No, just grabbing a break.
I was going to bring out some drinks for you all.
Yeah, that'd be great, Mum. In half an hour?
Yes, all right. Do you want a drink, Brian?
No, I'm okay, thanks. I'm trying to sort out my diary.
You haven't forgotten the May ball at Grey Gables?
No, of course not. So, what day?
It was Wednesday. We're sharing a table with Matt and Lillian.
If you want to go.
Well, we've paid for the tickets, and if we don't, what do we say to Lillian?
Well, we could think of some excuse.
No. Alice knows we're going, and we can't put our whole lives on hold.
Mm, I'm not sure if I'll feel like dancing the night away.
I'm not asking you to do anything difficult.
Well, perhaps it might help if, before we go, sometime over the next couple of days, you and I could sit down and...
I'll need to find something decent to wear if Lillian's wearing this fabulous dress that she bought in New York.
Yes.
I may not be in a party mood either, but I'm going to do my best.
It's got to be in here somewhere.
Nigel.
I know, I've seen it.
Are you sure this is such a good idea?
What?
Dressing up as your great-uncle Rupert. I mean, people think that it's a bit, well...
Well, what?
Morbid.
They won't know who I'm meant to be. We'll just be wearing Edwardian costume.
We?
Ah, yes. Here, how about that? My old straw boater.
Did Rupert wear a boater?
I've no idea. Lizzie, I can't hope to be 100% accurate. I don't have any photos. So long as it's vaguely Edwardian.
All right.
It'd be nice to pay him back a little tribute. But really, it's just a bit of fun. I thought if I wore this and my striped blazer...
Yeah, what am I supposed to wear?
Ah, wait till you see what I've got here. Somewhere.
I mean, it's not that I don't love Edwardian dresses.
Don't worry, you'll look fabulous.
But I absolutely draw the line as corset.
Darling, why should you need one?
And I can't cycle in a long skirt either.
You won't have to. Be patient.
Why can't we all wear shorts and trainers?
Well, come on. It'll be good for us to get out and do something different.
Mm. It's not the best day for us to go gadding off.
Now, what did I say?
Yes, yes, all right.
You must learn to delegate. The place won't burn down if we slip off for a couple of hours.
I know.
That's why we pay such excellent staff. Uh-huh. I think... Yes! This is what I was after.
Nigel, what is that?
One of Mummy's old stage costumes.
Tailcoat?
Yes. Still in pretty good nick by the look of it.
Nigel.
Bit mothballing.
Won't I get horribly hot cycling 9 miles in a man's suit?
It's not a man's suit.
Well, that's not the point.
Can't you guess where it's from? I walk down the Strand with my gloves on my hand. And I walk down again with them off. Burlington Bertie.
But that's all very well.
It's from one of Mummy's reviews. She used to do it for us when we were little. And she kept the costume. Top hat and all. Come on, let's see if it fits.
There are more cans in the cool box.
Oh, that's great. When Tom's done this load, I'll give him a break.
Brian's still not been up here, then?
I've not seen him.
Oh, he's not being much help to you, is he?
It's okay, Mum. I'm enjoying it and showing him that I'm capable.
I know I'm as much to blame as anyone.
How?
Well... If I just said I'd take on Rory...
Mum...
One word from me would make so much difference to him.
You can't help the way you feel.
I have tried.
I know you have. Brian knows how hard it must have been for you to go to Dublin.
I'm still glad I went.
Are you?
Mm.
You've been pretty quiet since you got back.
It was the right thing to do. But it was the most difficult trip I've ever made.
Oh, Mum...
Sitting alone in that hotel room, knowing that Brian was with Siobhan. I mean, he did his best. He didn't try and hide anything. I think it's about the first time in this whole affair that he's really been honest with me. But it still hurt.
I don't know what to say.
And then I feel guilty for complaining. I mean, here I am, fit and healthy with my children and a wonderful home, and she's got this terrible illness.
No one's asking you to be a saint.
No. I still feel angry and sad and betrayed. All the same old emotions. But when I stood in that park, watching them together, father and son, Brian's never going to give him up.
No.
But I don't want to lose him, Adam. We've been through so much together. I didn't give up on him before, and I don't want to now.
So, now you've met Rory, do you think you'd ever be able to bring him up?
I don't know. He's a perfectly nice little boy. He's quite charming. But it is such a responsibility.
I don't want to make that kind of decision.
You may have to.
I know. But there's still hope. Siobhan starts her next treatment tomorrow, so it may not come to that.
Come on, Mummy!
I'm coming.
Okay, Ben, we'll have to wait.
Me belt slipped again.
Josh! Joshy, hold on!
Whoops!
Do you want a hand?
It's not very dignified. I thought we'd do better than this tomorrow.
What the Romans didn't do for us. Bicycle-friendly togas.
Where are those safety bins?
Ben?
How many do you want?
Just a couple. Thanks.
You're okay there, aren't you, Ben?
Yes.
I think if I hook the hem right up round the middle, pin it.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right about the leggings.
So what's wrong with me legs?
Nothing wrong with your legs. You might just give the spectators more than they bargained for, so.
Tally-ho!
Good grief!
Nigel!
Talking of silly costumes!
Jolly fine Viking weather!
Hiya!
Who's that bloke with him?
Hello, Freddy!
I think that's Elizabeth.
Oh.
Hail Caesar!
Yes, if you say so.
Wow, Ruth! That's some costume!
Didn't I tell you?
Who are you? You look incredibly dashing.
She's Burlington Bertie.
It was one of Julia's. A traditional Edwardian music hall costume, actually.
Oh, well, if you say so.
You both look great. And Freddy in his sailor suit.
He looks awfully sweet, doesn't he? Although Lily's been teasing him all the way.
We haven't quite sorted her costume yet.
Come on, you two, don't dawdle.
So you've biked over from Lower Loxley?
Yeah, but it's been pretty slow progress.
Is it? How long has it taken you?
Ooh, nearly an hour.
Ooh.
Well, maybe a bit less.
Sounds pretty fast to me.
No, it's about average, I'd say.
We'll be a lot quicker tomorrow. We've had bags of training.
Oh, well, us too.
Nigel's had us all biking like mad since he gave up his car, so you'd better watch out.
Are you saying you think you can beat the Roman Empire?
Yeah.
We certainly can. With our empire too, you know.
Uh-huh.
Rule Britannia.
Okay, if that's a challenge.
I should say so. You're on.
Oh, Kenton.
Where is he?
I don't know. He's still not answering. Well, if he doesn't get here soon,
we've
we'll just...
We've still got time, haven't we?
Well, if he's not gone off and forgotten all about the race.
He won't forget.
Anyway, here's your juice.
Only one bottle?
You don't want to carry too much weight. And there'll be more drinks at the checkpoints.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, at last.
Oh, hiya.
Where have you been?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Oh, hi, Jamie, mate.
Hiya.
Oh, are you okay? You don't look well.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I just biked down from the village.
Ah.
To warm up, you know, loosen up those muscles.
What muscles?
Or you.
So, if you've left your car at the green...
Well, you can take us to Loxley Barrett, can't you?
Kenton!
Well, put the bikes on the bike rack.
Oh, well, I suppose so.
Well, you're coming to see us off anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, all right. I've told Bert I'll help at one of the checkpoints anyway.
Really? Which one?
Well, I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. I'll just go and...
Are you sure you're up to this race, Kenton?
What do you mean?
Well, it is 9 miles, and I haven't seen you do an awful lot of training.
Well, who needs to train, eh, Jamie? We're natural athletes.
Yeah.
It's not Jamie I'm worried about.
You'll see. We've got this race in the bag.
I've had a word with Shulu. I'm going to start the horses first.
OK.
Safer that way. Then the bikes, then the runners. Then I'll hop in a car and drive to my checkpoint.
Whoa, steady.
He looks raring to go.
Yeah, the problem's going to be making him stop.
Make way! The Romans are coming!
Whoa,
well, look at this.
Hail the conquering heroes!
What, complete with advertising slogan.
Morning! Ooh, wow.
Ruth, you look...
Cleopatra.
It's the wrong nation, but...
thanks anyway.
Honey, the real Roman ladies didn't wear their togas hitched up under their belts.
It's the only way I can pedal.
Well, it all looks very...
risque? Downright dangerous.
I was going to say glamorous.
At least I'm decent. David's the one who should watch out.
I'll be fine. As long as the breeze keeps down.
Look at me.
Hey, Ben.
Hello there.
Where are the rest of the troops?
Oh, Pip and Josh. They're around somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I see them. The Brookfield Bicycle Legion.
That's right.
commanded by Davidus Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, what?
Latin for archer, but didn't you know?
Oh, there they are. Look, Nigel and Elizabeth.
Hey, listen, before you make the mistake that I did, Elizabeth is supposed to be Burlington Bertie.
One of Julia's old stage costumes.
And Nigel is dressed as his great uncle Rupert.
What? Isn't that a bit
strange? Maybe, but true.
Yeah,
okay.
Faster.
It's all okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, just let me catch my breath.
The others are wirehead. We'll never catch them now.
Oh, relax, Jamie. Don't worry. Look, I've told you, we'll be in with the prizes.
Not at the speed you're going.
I'm a man of my word. We're going to do it.
How? A miracle.
No. My secret weapon.
What?
You'll see. Look, just keep on and I'll show you.
Okay.
What? No, wait. Not that way. Not that way, no. Down there. There. See? Didn't I tell you?
Your car.
My secret weapon.
Yeah, but that...
Look, see, Jamie, look. Because the course wiggles, yeah, we're only about a mile or so from home. So, I parked the car down here this morning, out of the way... Then I biked back to your place.
But I don't see how.
It's easy. We dump the bikes in the back and drive.
Drive where?
I've worked out a route that'll bring us out just before the last checkpoint. Save us, I don't know, 4-5 miles. Then we park up again, out of sight, and bike to the finish.
Yeah, but isn't that like cheating?
Look, lesson for you, Jamie, old son. In life, you don't always win by blindly sticking to the rules. Don't follow the crowd. But be creative. Use your initiative.
But what if someone sees us?
They won't. We'll keep well away from the course. And you know, if they ask why we missed one of the checkpoints, we'll just say we got lost or something. Yeah?
Okay. Cool.
Good lad. And I'll buy you an ice cream when we get to the finish, okay?
3 scoops?
You drive a hard bargain. All right. Oh, and not a word to your mum about this. Okay?
I'm sure it's down here.
Oh, let's see the map.
Left by the bridge.
Are we lost?
Well, we're not sure.
No, turn it round. Look.
Oh.
Right by the bridge. Oh. Some great leader you are.
All right. So, we head back.
Oh, Dad!
Never mind, we've only lost...
About 3/4 of a mile. Oh. So much for catching up with Pip and Josh.
Yeah, well, come on.
It's lucky if we catch up with Linda and the llama.
Yeah, you're telling me... Don't know where that woman gets her energy from.
I know. And she's taking it onto a school fete as soon as we've done their bit on the course. She's obviously in fundraising mood.
Well, as am I. Cyril, it's not the winning that counts.
Oh, no?
Anyway, it's not my fault we've been held up. Been distracted. Oh, I'm sure Julius Caesar never had this problem.
Stop making excuses.
I'm not. It's my toga. It keeps flapping about all over the place.
Well, I did try and warn you. You need another safety pin.
Well, maybe. You're looking very cool anyway.
It's great. I'm enjoying it. I'm beginning to see why the Romans built straight roads, though.
Hey. Hello.
What's wrong?
Oh, you see what I see? A 4x4 heading down to the copse.
Isn't that Kenton?
There's more water and apple juice.
Ooh, tar very much. I'm down to my last 3 bottles.
Still no sign of Jamie and Kenton?
No, not yet, but they might have come through before I took over, though.
I doubt it. I bet Kenton's collapsed under a bush somewhere.
Oh, well, everyone seems to be having a good time. That's the main thing.
Yeah, nice to have the day off, too.
Yes!
Oh, well!
Civilization at last!
Here's some more customers.
Oh, careful, mind your papers.
Oh, blessed wind comes up from nowhere.
Whoa!
Oh, dear.
Oh, goodness me!
Okay.
Daddy, I saw your hand.
Yes, all right, Ben.
Yeah, you've got the wind up there, Dave.
Yeah, all right, Bert. Sorry about that, Kevin.
Oh, don't mind me.
I did try to warn him.
I always wondered what the Romans wore under their togas.
Yeah, we all know, eh?
Well, just be glad I wasn't going commander.
You'd better check in quick, or there's another disaster. Right. Here, let me mark your card. Okay. People and Josh come through a while ago.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they did. Thanks, Bert.
Oh, by the way, have you seen Kenton and Jamie? Well, actually...
No, we haven't. We took a wrong turn, so I imagine they'll be way ahead of us by now.
Well, I hope so. Not to worry. I'm sure I'll see them at the finish line.
Yes, I'm sure you will.
Right.
See you later.
Bye.
Good luck with that, Toga.
That was unexpectedly loyal of you. I think Kenton was a beer for that one.
No, not at all. Knowledge is power, Ruth, trust me. Kenton's little scam might prove useful one day.
There you go. 3 scoops and chucky sauce.
Ice.
I think we're both to serve a treat after all that hard biking, eh?
Yeah.
You see, Uncle Kenton always keeps his word.
We didn't win first prize.
No, it must be greedy. But if we come first, we'd have drawn attention to ourselves. People might just have become, you know, a wee bit suspicious.
I suppose.
Look, mate, second is good. We were placed, we made a valiant effort for the cricket club, and nobody's going to be any the wiser.
Well, hey!
Ouch, no, remember, not a word.
So, congratulations!
Yeah, well, you know.
Hi, Mum.
Hello, sweetheart. Can't believe it. Didn't you do well?
We came second.
That was me wondering if you'd even finish. And look at you, so cool and relaxed.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll be a bit stiff tomorrow.
Oh, I think you deserve those ice creams. You must have got to the checkpoint before me.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you with the drinks. I was getting quite worried.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Oh, sorry, you're my heroes. I'm proud of you.
Can I go play with Daniel?
Yeah, of course you can. Oh, thanks, Kenton. That'll mean an awful lot to him.
Don't mention it.
Kev's the real star. Did the whole course in under 2 hours.
Whoa! Took us longer to bike it.
Well, if someone knew how to map read...
Yes, all right.
Watch out, David. There's a breeze blowing up.
Well, that's good, actually. I'm so hot in this gear.
Come on.
Well, now, I can tell you this. You and the kids have won the special prize for best fancy dress.
Yeah?
Oh, that's brilliant. Hey.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Hey, well done, love, after all your hard work with the costumes.
Oh, all right, you... I'll find the kids. Ben's going to be so pleased.
So, Alistair, what about the team for next Sunday?
Whoa, hold on.
Whoa, give the man a chance, David.
Well, there'll be a lot of people wanting to know.
Well, they'll have to be patient. I need to give it some careful thought.
Our first cup match. You don't want to be hasty.
So, not Zach and Ryan?
No, we only played them on Saturday to rest Kevin and Adam.
Look, I've really not made any firm decisions yet. Sid and I are going to give it some careful thought.
Oh. Hello? Linda? Hi. Okay, so what's the problem?
I should take it very easy this afternoon. Rest those aching muscles.
Yeah, I'll put my feet up.
I'll get some tea on, and you and Jamie can relax and watch the match from last night.
Oh, here he is.
Well, if you're sure.
Hello.
Hey, Kenton. There's an emergency. We need your help.
Oh, yeah?
An emergency?
Yeah, Alistair's had a call from Linda. Robert's car's broken down.
Oh, dear.
They were towing the llama over to Loxley Barrett for the school fete.
Yeah, she wanted to borrow the box from us, but one of the girls has gone to pick up a new horse for the stables.
So then I thought, Kenton's the man with the four before.
What? Why me? Why have I got to do it?
Well, you've got a tow bar. Come on, think of all the children.
Look, I think I've done my good deed for the day, Dave. I've just biked a very charitable 9 miles.
Yeah, I know. Very commendable. But I also know how much you love bombing around in that car. In fact, Ruth and I saw you earlier.
Did you? Where?
Let's see. Where was it?
You mean when I drove in this morning?
Yeah. That must have been it. So, be a shame if that llama doesn't get to the school fete, Kenton. All those very disappointed kiddies.
Okay.
Oh, good man!
Kenton, that is kind of you.
My car's down the road, I'll have to go and get it.
Oh,
But how will they get the llama home again?
Oh, I'm sure Kenton won't mind staying and towing it back after.
What? Dave.
Go on. Be good for you, Kenton. Good for your soul.
If you do not own the property or item...
Linda!
Tell us who does. Well, that's easy enough.
Has Helen Archer been in?
Helen? No, I haven't seen her.
Isn't it about time you had a break?
I am. On my break.
Oh.
Yes, I'm doing some work of my own. Our application for a heritage lottery grant, actually.
Oh, the churchyard?
Yes. Some of these questions. What is the value of the property or item? How do you put a value on a churchyard?
Well,
I ought to put down prices. It's quite true, after all.
Perhaps you should speak to Alan.
Yes. Oh, what about this? What kind of people will your project benefit?
Mm.
Where do they live? And so on. And that's before I even start on the financial breakdown. Still, I suppose I mustn't complain if it means we're able to fund the project properly.
How much are you hoping to get?
Well... the minimum grant is £5,000.
Oh, well, that's worth a bit of paperwork.
Oh, yes. And if I have to sacrifice a few precious hours of my free time, well...
Well, I don't suppose there's anything I can do to help.
Oh, no, no, it's very kind of you to offer. I'm sure you're quite busy enough already.
Caroline.
Oh, hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Sorry I'm a bit late. I've got the sample for Roy.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, and congratulations.
What?
You won the riding class yesterday?
Oh, yes.
Sample?
Yeah, cheese.
Oliver's cheese. Roy's going to organise a couple of tastings next week.
Ah.
You thought he ought to have a chance to sample the product first.
You can try a bit now if you like.
Oh, no, thank you. I must get on with this. Perhaps I'll take it through to the staff room.
Yes, all right.
And then I'm going to draft a letter to Borsetshire Life.
Really?
Oh, yes. I'm sure a churchyard restoration is just the kind of project they'd be interested in.
I must get on too.
Well, thanks again. I'll make sure Roy gets this.
Okay.
Oh, and any feedback from the shop tasting? I know it's early days.
Yeah, we've had one or two positive comments.
Oh.
And a few customers have filled in a tasting sheet too.
Well, I'm coming into town later. If I've got time, I'll pop in and have a look.
Brian?
Yes, yes, Debbie, I know. Look, listen, I've got things to do. Can I call you back later? Okay, then, bye.
Tea's ready.
Oh, thanks.
So, what did Debbie...
Contracting. I hadn't answered her last email, so...
Well, I can see why she's getting anxious.
Okay, I know. This firm of hers, the Cartwrights, they're making other commitments, apparently, and if we don't book them soon...
Well, it's not really fair on Adam, either. He doesn't know what's happening after the harvest, and he can't make any plans, Brian.
I do know that. I don't need you or Debbie to tell me.
All right.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I've just had a whole earful from Debbie, that's all. She's in a pretty foul mood.
Well, I can imagine.
I mean, it's my own fault. I should have settled it weeks ago. It's such a big decision. With everything else that's going on, I just can't handle it right now.
So what did you say to her, then?
Well, exactly that. I can't decide now. So we'll have to leave things as they are.
So?
We'll say no to the Cartwrights and carry on doing our own field work. For this year, anyway.
Oh, I see.
Then we can discuss the whole thing again when...
When?
I don't know. I mean, when you and I know where we are, what's going to happen? When we've sorted out the rest of our lives. Maybe I thought you'd be delighted. It means Adam's got what he wants.
So how did you sell it to Debbie?
Don't worry. I said nothing about Siobhan or Rory.
Okay.
Just had to pretend I needed more time to look at the figures.
See ya, Mum.
Yes.
You might at least try and look pleased about it, Jenny. It's what you and Adam have been angling for months.
Oh, great. You got the sheep netting.
Yes, I...
Look, you ought to tell him.
Tell me what?
I've just spoken to Debbie. I've told her we definitely won't be using the contractors for this year.
You mean...
We'll carry on doing our own field work.
Oh.
Reconsider it later, for next year.
Yeah, okay, that's great.
But just bear in mind, this isn't a final decision. Just putting it off for a year.
Great. Fantastic.
Well, there you are. I do my best. Can't make everyone happy.
Right.
Well, I'm going to give Siobhan another call.
No.
Any word on her chemo?
We didn't really talk last night. She felt too ill.
Oh.
I just hope she's feeling better today.
Oh.
Well, I bet Debbie wasn't too thrilled about that. Mum? You okay?
It just goes to show, doesn't it?
What?
Well, after all that fuss about the contracting, all his promises about how we'd have more time together and jet off to the sun, he was so focused on it, Adam.
I see.
And now all that's been forgotten. There's only one thing that matters to him now.
You see, the sheet has five taste categories, from excellent to poor.
Mm-hmm.
And a space here if they want to add any other comments.
So, what have you got so far?
Well, I've not had time to check them all out, but...
Ooh, here's a very good.
Well, as I said...
Oh, look, an excellent.
It's still early days. It's going to be a while before we can make a proper analysis.
Oh, it's encouraging, though.
Definitely. It's a promising start.
At least they're not saying disgusting or quite inedible.
Not in my shop, only the very best.
Can I have a taste?
Sure.
Just to remind myself how good it is.
Help yourself.
Yeah. It is so... Moorish.
I'll have to cut up some more samples the rate it's going.
Oh, I'm sorry. Perhaps I ought to fill in a tasting sheet. Or would that be cheating?
It won't help your market research.
No. Anyway, with all these... Oh.
Hmm?
Someone's put in a new category here. Stinky.
What?
And they've left some comments. Really gross. Made me want to vomit.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Vomit spelt with two M's.
Kids. That friend of Pip's, what's her name?
Izzy.
Yeah. She was in here with a mate on Friday after school. I saw them giggling away in a corner.
Oh.
We were so busy I didn't have time to check.
Well, I suppose if they were being honest...
Nope, I don't think so. Chuck that one away, shall we?
Same old routine. Lay around on a drip for a couple of hours.
Oh, poor old you.
Oh, I'm getting used to it now. Though I didn't feel so good afterwards.
Yeah, so your mum said.
Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't talk last night.
Ah, don't be silly. You sure you feel up to it now?
Yes. It's so good to hear you, Brian.
I just wish I could be there with you now.
That would be nice, but...
How was the hospital? Did they remember you from last time?
Oh, yes, it was fine. Everyone was really kind and helpful.
Oh, good.
And it does feel good to be back at home.
Well, you're still sounding pretty wiped out.
I'm okay. Better than yesterday.
What about the sickness?
It comes and goes, you know.
So you're still feeling nauseous?
I think it's as much the tiredness. I didn't sleep so well. I had a fairly rough night.
So do you think it's taking you longer to get over it this time?
No. I wouldn't say that. I don't... Last time I didn't feel so great, remember?
Okay, I mean, how's your appetite? Have you had a proper meal today?
Mum's been making me soup. All my favourite things.
Oh, good. Well, you eat as much as you can. Keep your strength up. And take it easy. Don't try and do too much.
Okay, Doctor. I promise.
Oh, good girl.
So, how are things with you?
Me? Oh, I'm fine.
What about Jennifer?
Hey, now, look.
Has she said anymore?
Look, you're not to worry about all that. You leave it to me.
But do you think that
you
she...
You mustn't worry about her. We're talking it through. We're getting there. It'll work out fine.
All right. I just...
Siobhan, you sound all in. Why don't you go and rest again now? So I can always call you back later.
Yes. Yeah, I might do that.
Is Rory there?
He's here. He's waiting to speak to you.
Okay, well, if you pass him over.
Bye, then. Thanks so much for calling.
Bye. And look, darling, look after yourself, won't you? The more you rest, the sooner you'll get better.
Linda, if this is about the parish registers...
Oh, no, I realise you're far too busy to take on that. The last thing I want to do is to burden you with extra work.
So, what's
I've drafted a letter to Borsetshire Life.
Oh?
Yes, I've set out a general overview of the project, explaining what our aims are and how we'll go about recording the plants and wildlife. I'm sure it's just the kind of thing they'll want to publish.
And what's that got to do with me?
Oh, well, I've done another slightly different version for the village website.
Oh, I see.
It's not very long, about 500 words, and I've taken some digital photos.
Oh, right.
Yes, I think a few illustrations would be nice, don't you? To show everyone exactly what it is we're trying to improve.
It'll make things far more complicated.
Oh, don't worry about the IT, Jennifer. Robert will handle all that. All I need is your approval as site manager.
Yes, all right. I mean, I can't see why not.
Good. I've got a printout here if you want to go through it with me now.
I prefer not to, Linda.
Oh.
Well, perhaps the best thing will be for you to email it to me.
Oh, all right, if you'd rather do it that way.
Well, I'm sorry if it means you've had a wasted journey.
But... No, never mind. Jennifer, have I come at a bad time?
Linda, hello.
Oh, hello. Look, perhaps I'll get out of your way.
Yes, it's all right, Linda. Will you and Robert be at the Grey Gables ball tomorrow?
£75 a ticket? I'm afraid not. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Is Brian...
Oh, he's still on the phone.
Oh, right. Can you tell him I've gone home to eat?
Yes, all right.
I'll be back later to check the deer.
Okay. Oh, darling. Uh-huh. I do think it's good news about the contracting. For you, I mean.
Well, thanks, Mum. Though I've already had an email from Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty well accusing me of pressuring Brian to change his mind.
Oh, dear. That's all we need.
Adam.
Oh, hi.
You're eating with us? Or?
No, I'm just off now. Be back about 7.
Okay.
Bye. So, did you get through to Siobhan?
Yeah. Rory says hello. He wants to know when we can go to the zoo again.
Oh.
He hasn't forgotten those rhinos.
What about Siobhan? How was she?
Oh, well, she kept saying she was better. She sounded pretty awful to me.
Just tired or...?
Sick, too. Reading between the lines. Terrible nausea. Don't think she'd been able to eat very much at all.
Well, it's still only 24 hours since her chemo.
Yes, but...
And surely she needs more time to recover than that.
I don't know, Jenny. I don't remember it affecting her so badly last time. And there was something... Something in her voice. I've not heard it before.
So...
As if she'd changed somehow. I don't know. Taken a step back. It's hard to explain.
You're tired too, Brian. And you're worried... I'm sure it's nothing. It's probably all in your mind.
Yes. Yes, perhaps you're right.
Opals or diamonds? Which do you think looks best with the green?
Buzzgut, in that dress you can't go wrong.
Oh, help me, I can't decide.
Well, if you're asking me, I'll go for the ice every time.
Good. Diamonds it is. Oh, see, when I move the way the silk flows around me. Oh, that's real glamour.
Yeah, you look $1 million.
Thank you, Matt.
Which, as I remember, is about how much it costs.
Tiger. Mwah. I'm a very lucky girl, and I know it.
You will be the belle of the ball. No one is going to hold a candle to you.
Oh, well, I better take it off now. Can you unzip me, darling?
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
Thanks. I'm going to have a bath.
Yeah, still early yet. Got bags of time.
Don't disappear, will you?
Well, I've got to make a couple of calls.
I don't want there to be a rush. I want us to get there in plenty of time.
Yeah. But, Oh, we don't want to be too early, huh?
Well, what's the matter? Aren't you looking forward to it?
Yeah, of course. By sharing a table with Brian and Jennifer.
Oh, Tiger, it'll be fine.
Well, Brian was in a foul mood when I spoke to him the other day. Not sure I feel like spending a whole evening making pleasantries.
Well, we shan't let that spoil our night.
Yeah, right.
And if you don't want to talk to Brian, you'll have to dance with me instead.
Oh, pussycat.
Oh, won't you, please?
Well, I've told you before, two left feet.
Jenny, have you seen my field glasses anywhere?
No, don't think I have.
Where the hell are they?
Why on earth do you need them now?
Well, I ought to go down and check the deer before we leave.
Oh.
Our first calves are due any day now.
Oh, yes, I know,
but... Still time to do it if I do it now. I want to give Siobhan a quick call, too.
Oh, Brian.
She was sleeping earlier.
Look, why not call Adam and ask him to check the deer? I'm sure he won't mind.
Well, I said I'd do it.
State you're in.
It's not something you can do in a rush. You need to be able to concentrate.
Concentrate? Jenny, I can't concentrate on anything at the moment.
Oh, Brian.
You expect me to go to this ball and put on a false smile, make small talk with Matt and Lillian?
Oh, right, I know.
I can't go on like this. Not knowing. You not even willing to talk about it. Please. Please, you have to give me something.
Right. All right, let's talk then.
Thank you.
Well, come on. Come on, sit down. Brian, if we do talk about this, we'll have to think about it very carefully and put our emotions aside and just try and be realistic.
So have you come to any decision about Rory?
Now, look. Supposing I did agree to take him.
Jenny.
Oh, no, no, no. I said supposing. I'm not making any commitments here.
All right.
It's not just a question of how you or I may feel about it. There's the rest of the family to consider as well. I mean, have you thought about how it would affect Alice?
Well, it's going to be difficult for her.
No, difficult? Well, she's about to start her exams, and if she messes them up, she might not get her university place.
Well, I wouldn't let that happen.
Well, how could you stop it? If she suddenly finds out, not only has she got a half-brother that she's never heard about, but that you were...
Well, it depends on how we tell her.
No. There's no way we could dress it up. It would be a most terrible shock to her.
She may not take it as badly as you think.
Oh, come on. You know her well enough. She's your daughter. Don't you care?
Of course I do. I care very much. It's just...
Well, and it doesn't stop there. What's everybody else going to say? I mean, people in the village.
What does that really matter?
Well, it matters to me. There was enough gossip when Siobhan was pregnant.
But Jenny... Jenny, no one's going to be judging you. It's me who's the villain here.
No,
it's me who's in the wrong.
No, you know it doesn't work like that. Men go off and they have affairs and nobody bats an eyelid. But then if I decide to take in your child...
That's your business.
Oh, don't be so naive. I mean, half the village, they'll be carping, they'll be sniggering behind my back.
So let them.
But what's it going to be like for us, trying to carry on here and lead a normal life?
Well, if it gets too bad, I'll have to sell up and move away.
What? I don't want to lose my home and break up the family. That's what this whole thing's about. Brian, it is why we are sitting here having this conversation. Now, please. Look, you agreed to be realistic about this. Face up to what it means for all of us.
Well, it's not that simple.
So? Are you saying that none of it makes the slightest difference, then?
I don't know. I...
Well, all right. Just look ahead. I mean, 10, 15 years, when Rory's a teenager, we shall be in our 70s. He'll be stuck with his elderly parents. Is that really what you want for him?
Oh, all I do know is that if Siobhan dies and I don't take care of Rory, I'd hate myself. I don't think I'd ever be truly happy for the rest of my life. I can't help it, Jenny. It's how I feel.
Cheese? Oliver's. Well, no, Helen Archer made it from Oliver's Guernsey milk.
Oh, and you want me to come up to Grey Gables to taste it?
Well, not just you, Sid. So I'm organising an official tasting. We want to try and get all the local outlets involved.
Yes, I have to see how I'm fixed.
Well, there's no obligation.
It's a busy time for us now, and there's the cricket.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of which, I didn't see you at Nets tonight.
Wrong shift. I did tell Alistair.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, we had a good turnout anyway. All keen, working very hard.
Oh, that's good.
One or two of our usual absentees, but...
Sid, have you been talking to Alistair?
Yes.
Any, hints about the team for Sunday?
9 miles in a silly costume. I'd have been dead on my feet, darling.
You could have ridden the course.
Yeah, Lady Godiva. Saved you hiring anything.
I'd have caught pneumonia.
Anyway, I did my bit for good causes over Lent.
Yeah, you don't want to go encouraging these do-gooders.
What?
Well, they're always coming round to us rattling their boxes. Me, I'd put a lot at the front gate.
Matt, for goodness
now,
sake.
Now, Tiger, behave yourself.
You'd do the same, wouldn't you, Brian? Brian?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, if you had the chance.
The cricket club's quite a harmless cause, Matt.
Well.
Yes, and it was Matt who donated one of the prizes.
Oh, did you?
Just to get them off my back, you know.
All roar and no bite, that's my Tiger.
Come on, I could use a bit of support here, Brian.
Oh, well.
You're keeping very quiet about this, guilty conscience.
What? No.
We would have offered a prize too, but nobody asked.
Well, this is meant to be a ball. Why are we all sitting here? Come on, Matt.
Oh, pussycats.
Yes, go on, you two. You must have a dance.
You promise?
No, come on, Lillian. You know I can't. You know I'll only embarrass you.
Oh, don't be silly. Just the one.
Not now, all right? Maybe later.
Well,
I think that's very mean of you.
Oh, come on, somebody dance with me, Brian.
Oh,
yes, go on, darling.
Okay, then. May I have the pleasure, Lillian?
Oh, thank you, Brian. I'll try and spare your toes as much as I can.
Brian's not quite his old self tonight. Been working hard.
Yes. Yes, he has.
So?
Matt, why won't you dance with Lillian?
No. Oh, you know me, can't dance to save my life. Don't want to do anyone else an injury.
Oh, rubbish. I remember you and Yvette dancing brilliantly together. We could barely prize you off the dance floor.
Oh, that's not strictly true.
But of course it is. And all Lillian wants is for you to be her partner. And there you go, leaving her all on her own.
She's got Brian.
Oh, that's hardly the point.
Okay, if you really want to know. Yvette was a natural dancer, a lovely mover. It was hard not to have a good time on the dance floor.
Yeah, surely, though, Lillian's...
No, she enjoys it and she does her best, but, well, you've seen her, she's no sugar plum fairy.
Matt, that's a terrible thing to say.
Well, you asked, Jennifer.
Would you like one, Sid?
Hey, don't mind if I do.
So, what about this team, then?
A bribery will get you nowhere.
Oh, come on, just a few hints.
I'll be honest with you, Roy. Me and Alistair have been holding discussions.
But you must know who's opening.
No final decisions have been made at this point.
Hmm.
Well, not as far as I'm aware. It's really down to Alistair.
Yeah.
Though, perhaps you needn't worry too much about your place on the team.
Oh, well, I mean, that's good to know anyway.
Yeah, but Alistair's made it clear that he's not made any firm decisions.
Oh, so I'm not definitely on the team, then?
Like I said.
So what about Neil?
How?
Well, I mean, look, if you're going by who's the most keen and loyal, he's got to deserve a place. He hadn't missed nets all season.
Loyalty isn't everything.
What, so he's not in, then?
I never said that. All I mean is, we want to win this match. That has to be our priority.
But how about Tom? I mean, when did he last come to nets?
He's not been the most consistent.
Still, suppose we're going to need someone solid in the middle order.
You won't catch me out so easy. You'll have to wait and see. Now, if that offer's still going, I'll get myself half.
Oh, I've had enough of this, Jenny. Can't we slip off now?
It's still quite early.
Now, come on, we've done our bit, shown our faces. Don't tell me you're enjoying it.
Oh, such a shame.
Matt and Lillian don't seem to be having such a great time either.
That's Matt's fault, not hers.
Well, whatever.
He's so childish. I can't believe he won't dance with her because she's not as good as Yvette.
I know, you said.
And of course Yvette had talent, but Lillian...
Jenny, what are you talking about?
Oh, Lillian.
What's that about Yvette?
I'll get the coats.
Come on. I heard most of what you said. You better tell me the rest.
Well, I asked Matt why he wouldn't dance with you. And he said...
Well, said what? Come on, I'll have to ask him myself.
Well, that Yvette danced very well. She'd had proper lessons.
I see. Here's me treading all over his corns with my two left feet.
Or something like that.
Well, now it all makes sense.
Well, I'm sorry, but...
Jenny, your coat.
Oh, thank you, darling. Lillian, Brian and I are...
What? Oh, you're not going already?
Yes, we're both
terribly tired, so I think we'll say goodnight.
Yeah, will you pass on our apologies to Matt?
Yes. Yes, yes, well, if you really must.
It's been a lovely evening.
Yeah, no, don't worry, darling. You and Jenny get on home. We've all had better evenings than this one.
Nigel, is all that really necessary?
Yes.
I can understand the gloves, but do you really need the face mask and goggles?
It's not for the wool.
Yeah, isn't the wool insulation supposed to be non-hazardous?
Yeah, it's perfectly safe, but we can't lay it without disturbing the old fibreglass lagging.
Oh, I see.
And that's nasty stuff. Gets into your lungs, everywhere.
Hello?
Bert, morning.
Hello.
Going for a space walk, Nigel?
Almost. Well, the roof space, anyway.
Oh.
One small step for man.
Yeah, this the new insulation?
Yeah. Yeah, Titcomb's got his nephew to do most of the work. I'll just be supervising.
What can we do for you, Bert?
Nothing. I just come to say I'm here, ready for work.
Oh, jolly good.
So, you're in the hall this morning.
That's right.
Still, you'll be doing your tour guide stuff this afternoon.
Well, actually, I was happy to have a quiet morning, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Frieda and I had some of your wine last night. I felt a bit rough when I woke up.
How much wine?
Well, a bottle.
Of which you consumed?
Well, Frieda had a taste.
And you drank the rest?
Well, once we'd opened it...
And you're surprised you've got a hangover?
The grapes may be homegrown, but the alcohol's just as potent.
Well, it was a nice tipple all the same.
Thanks. Luckily, most people seem to agree.
Well, I'm sure we can let you have another bottle.
Oh, I don't want to eat into your profit.
You won't be. We'll have to wait for next year's crop before we can sell to the public.
Oh, right.
Then we'll be able to offer our own locally produced wine at our own green weddings.
Right. I don't suppose you've got any aspirin, have you?
Sorry, I don't think so.
And Nigel, we mustn't make Bert late for his shift.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, he'd best be on my way. I might go see if Eileen's got anything that can shift this headache.
All right. Right, I better head for the loft.
Nigel, wait. Titcomb's put in an estimate here for 300 big clay flower pots.
Ah, yes.
300?
Didn't I tell you?
No.
Well, I wondered if instead of offering cut flowers shipped in from Africa, which then get chucked away, Titcomb could grow our own reusable plants under glass.
Oh.
Much more eco-friendly. Save all those air miles.
Less sun here, so you'll need energy to heat the greenhouse.
Well...
And what about the African growers? You'll be putting them out of a job.
Yeah. That's the trouble with green economics. Never quite as simple as you think.
Sorry to be boring, but...
No, you're absolutely right. We'll need to do some more research.
Fair enough. Hadn't you better get on with your wool?
Are you okay, Lizzie?
I spoke to Siobhan again just now.
And how was she?
Pretty much the same. Well, I'd hoped she'd be feeling better by now, but she doesn't sound good at all.
Oh, I'm still in my dressing gown and slippers, darling. Sure you were up with a lark. I do have some excuse. We didn't get back from the ball till after one.
How?
So I thought I'd treat myself to a little lie-in. Anyway, how much do I owe you, Mike?
Well, up to date, including the yoghurt, that's $12.50.
Right, well, I'll see if I've got the change.
So, are you going to the cheese tasting next week?
Oh, cheese? No good for the hips, darling.
Well, it should be a good do. It's at Grey Gables. Roy's holding a tasting.
Oh, is this Oliver's homemade stuff?
Well, no, Helen's actually made it, but...
Look, there you are, then. $12.50.
Well, no, it's pretty good. I had some. Nice and tasty.
Oh, yeah, so I hear. Oliver was telling me about it at the ball last night.
Yeah?
But between ourselves, darling, people start discussing dairy products on the dance floor, I tend to switch off.
Oh.
I'd have to say, if his cheese is as good as your milk...
Oh, yeah, yeah, all from the same cows.
Well, I'm sure it'll fly off the shelf.
Well, let's hope so, eh?
Mike, yeah? Before you go, I don't suppose... Do you happen to know any good dance tutors?
What, ballroom?
Yeah. Oh, he used to be so keen, I know.
Well, no, I used to be. Don't do so much these days.
Oh, well, just a thought.
Is this for a friend, or...
Oh, no, darling, no, it's for me.
Oh. But can't you dance well enough already?
Well, I'm just getting a bit rusty. There's always room for improvement.
What kind of standard are you aiming for, then?
Well, I'm not expecting to win any prizes, darling, so long as I can look really good on the dance floor.
Oh, OK.
I mean, so... look, take the quick step. You know that tricky bit where you have to turn? Look, I'll show you.
Well,
Go on, put your clipboard down.
Yeah, OK.
That's it. Right, now, you lead, mm-hmm. and... One and two and...
Steady.
You see, darling. Come on, don't let go. Come on, don't be shy. And you're an expert to show me how.
Okay,
That's the way. Okay. Now, let's try again.
excuse me?
What?
Oh, Eddie, you put us off our rhythm.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt.
Eddie.
Just come to deliver your compass.
I was only showing her...
so I saw. Shall I go away and come back another time?
See you around this afternoon.
I've got some more wine to deliver, but otherwise...
What's that?
It's from Cousin Lucille. She sent me some photos.
Oh.
Here, look.
Is that him? Is that Rupert?
Yes.
Wow.
Quite an impressive-looking character, wasn't he?
Some beard.
That was taken in his days as a recluse, you know, when he lived in a cottage with a mite.
Gosh. Like some prophet from the hills.
Yeah, but now look at this.
Hey, what is that?
That's after he joined up, minus beard.
He looks quite different.
In his smart new uniform.
About 10 years younger.
He must have been pushing 30 at the time.
Nice eyes. Definitely a Pargeter.
You think so?
You can see the resemblance.
There are some letters here too. One he wrote to Anna from France and one from his CO after he went missing.
Missing?
Yeah. Apparently he was never found.
Oh.
Like thousands of others, of course. Blown to bits or lost in the mud. But his CO says what a brave chap he was. He gave his life trying to rescue his comrades.
Oh, it's so sad.
Well, I'm glad I thought of asking, Lucille, or we might never have known his true story.
Yes.
So, apart from these letters and photos, all that's left of him now is a name carved on a memorial somewhere.
Life can be so cruel.
I know.
Not just for Rupert.
Siobhan.
I know me worrying won't help, but she sounded so ill on the phone this morning.
Must be tough on Rory, too.
Yes. Siobhan seems quite convinced that Brian's going to take him on.
Really?
I mean, if the worst happens.
Do you think that Jennifer's changed her mind?
Siobhan doesn't know. But maybe Brian's decided he will, with or without her.
Get away. As I live and breathe. Lillian was in her dressing gown, and Mike...
All right, I don't want to hear any more of your tittle-tattle.
Suit yourself. Just thought you'd be interested. If you'd rather talk about something else. Are you sure you won't have a proper drink?
Oh, no, I couldn't face it.
In her dressing gown?
Yeah.
Out by the front door in broad daylight.
Having a real bit of rough and tumble.
Ooh. Quite shameless. I didn't know which way to
go. I don't know.
Well, you know what they say about milk.
No, it's that woman.
Nah.
Leading him astray.
Good luck to her. She's all right, is Lillian. I speak as one who knows. She likes her a bit of rough. And what's wrong with that,
It'll all end in tears, you mark my words.
It's Mike who should watch out at his age. He's playing with...
Evening.
Mike.
Evening.
What? Have I grown 2 heads or something?
No.
No?
So why not wipe that stupid grin off your face, Eddie?
What grin?
We was just talking about the cricket.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Alistair's put the team up for Sunday.
Oh, alas.
Yeah, Roy's in there.
Yeah, number 3. Oh, he'll be pleased with that. Adam and Christopher opening.
Oh, Christopher Carter. Hardly out of short trousers.
He's a good hitter.
Duncan's out, though. And Neil.
Yeah. How's that ever fair?
Well, it must have been a tough one.
And then he goes and picks Tom instead.
Well, why not?
When does he ever go to Nets?
Well, We've got a business to run, haven't we?
Yeah, well, I reckon Alistair's making a big mistake.
Hmm? What do you know?
Well, whatever's happened to loyalty? Hmm? Some of us have lived in this village all their lives.
So?
Well, that Richard Thwaite only moved in 5 minutes
ago. Yeah, I take your point, but...
If we're going to win this match...
Yeah. And this is for the Cup, not the league. We need mature, dedicated players with proper skill and experience.
Meaning you, I suppose.
Why not? I could teach those kids a thing or two.
I left a case for Tom and Brenda. I didn't get round to them on Monday.
Oh, let's open a bottle now.
Excellent idea.
Long day.
Children okay?
Yeah. Lily's made a den under her bed.
I'll give them a few more minutes and then I'll settle them down.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, and I dropped a few spare bottles at Home Farm.
Do they help with the picking?
No, but I thought Brian would be interested. And he's such a wine buff.
So how was Brian?
Well, he didn't look so good to me. And pretty awful, to be honest. Quiet. Bags under his eyes. I think he's really suffering.
I know it must be hard for Jennifer.
It's a hell of a sacrifice.
I wonder if she will take on Rory. Would help Siobhan to know. The stress can't be helping her.
I know you're worried, but you mustn't upset yourself, Lizzie. There you are.
I can't help it. He's my godson. Did Brian say anything?
We didn't talk about it. Alice was around. I left the wine and went.
So no hint at all?
No, nothing.
It's hard for me to... Well, you know, put myself in Jennifer's place.
Anyway, I've arranged to meet Brian for lunch tomorrow.
Lunch? Oh, right.
Well, the thing is, Lizzie, since he fell out with David, I don't think he's anyone else to talk to. Not outside the farm.
So whose fault is that?
All right, he's only got himself to blame. But he's obviously keen to chat. And when I suggested we met up, he jumped at it.
I thought it was very noble of him, and totally unlike Kenton.
Well, I didn't even expect him to come to the cricket, let alone drive the supporters' minibus.
No, I know. When I said we were looking for volunteers, David insisted on asking him.
And he agreed. Well, at least he gets to see the match.
Yep.
Right, you got her?
Yeah, she's fine.
Okay, old girl. There you go.
Oh, good girl. Actually, he was a bit down when I saw him.
Who, Kenton?
Yeah. It's Meryl's birthday today.
Oh.
And it is hard for him not being able to see her. Mm. He'd sent her a fluffy owl.
Was she pleased?
Oh, I don't know. He's still waiting to hear. So I couldn't be too hard on him.
No.
But he still remembered to give me his and Jamie's entry fees for the race.
Ah, so is that all of them?
Yep. We've raised over 300 so far.
Oh.
And we've still got more sponsorship money to come. I reckon we ought to make the 500.
Great. Well done.
Should help pay for a few minibuses.
So, who's coming on Sunday?
Oh, we're full up. Dad and Bert, Joe Grundy, the Snells, and a few from Grange Spinney. And Auntie Peggy's wondering whether to bring Jack along.
Yeah?
Well, she's not sure, but I've kept a seat for him. Oh, and Mum's bringing Marjorie from the Laurels.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. They'll have to come separately. Marjorie's not sure how long she'll stay, but she really wants to see as much as she can.
Okay, I think we're all done.
Right. Lunch?
Yeah, well, I've got an hour or so. Why don't we nip down to the pub?
Well, yeah, that'd be nice.
Have a bite there. And I might have a quick word with Sid about the match.
Oh, you going out now?
Yeah, I've got to pick up a spare for the sprayer.
Oh, can't Adam do
it? Adam's busy. And I've nothing urgent to do here.
All right.
Quite honestly, I'll be glad to get away from the farm for a couple of hours.
Well, stay and have a sandwich.
No, I'm going straight on to the Bull. I said I'd meet Nigel for lunch.
Oh? Any special reason?
No, just for a chat. So, if anyone calls...
Brian Did you speak to Siobhan this morning?
She's no better, Jenny. She's not even trying to hide it.
Well, it's been less than a week.
Yeah, but she ought to be getting over it by now. She's still feeling sick and exhausted. I mean, she could only talk for a few minutes. And it's not just me. Bridget's worried about her too.
Oh, well, if you speak to her again, say, give her my best wishes.
Yes. Yes, I will.
And drive carefully.
Well, I should be back around 2:30.
Oh, well, I may not be here. I'm going over to see Mum.
Huh?
Well, she's not sure whether to take Jack to the cricket on Sunday, and I'm going to talk it through with her.
Jenny, I don't know what you've said.
Oh, don't worry. I've not told her anything.
Okay, I mean, that's up to you, of course. But
at the moment, yes. But she may find out soon enough, one way or another.
Sid's busy in the ploughman's.
So you'll just have to talk to me instead.
All right. If I win the toss, do you think I should put Paxley into bat first?
Careful.
Hello, you two.
Oh, hi, Nigel.
Hi there.
We'll both be bunking off together. That's nice.
It doesn't happen very often, believe me.
So, what are you drinking?
That's very kind. Perhaps I'll wait until Brian gets here. I'm meeting him for lunch.
Oh, okay.
Well, business or pleasure?
Oh, just catching up, really.
So, Nigel, do you think I should put Paxley into bat first?
What?
He's doing it to annoy me.
Oh, well, it depends on the pitch, I suppose.
Yeah, well, Sid and I are going to check it out tomorrow.
I give up.
Surely your role is to support your husband through this critical time.
I am.
Yeah, it's lonely at the top, I can tell you. Well, we've not had our first match yet, and I've already had people grumbling about the team selection.
What people?
Tony saying I should have included more older players.
Oh, well.
Sour grapes.
You can't honestly expect to play at his age.
And one or two people aren't sure if Christopher should be opening.
Ah, I suppose he's a bit wet behind the ears.
Yes, but come on.
Okay, only kidding. I'm sure he's an excellent choice.
Well, he's young, yes, but... Well, Mick's got a lot of faith in him.
Mick?
Mick Sudbury. Reckons Chris could make a useful batsman.
Oh, Nigel.
Hello, Brian.
Hi, man. Hello. Have I kept you waiting?
No.
OK, well, this one's on me.
Thanks.
He still watches cricket on the television, even if he can't follow the score.
I would offer to come and help.
No, don't you worry.
It's just that with Alice about to start her exams... And
so long as Jack's having a reasonable day, I can manage.
Do you think he'll remember who's playing who?
He's sure to forget, but I hope he'll enjoy it all the same.
Yes.
Ah, there. Oh, that's as much as I can do.
Oh, come on, Mum. Have your coffee.
Yes.
Oh, you know, I'd be quite happy to come and get you if I'm free.
No, sounds as if you've got quite enough on your plate already.
Well,
with Alice, A levels are very important.
Yes.
And with Brian dashing off last week to, where was it?
Dublin.
Oh, yes.
For a conference.
So, it's a busy time for all of you.
Yes, it's taken him a while to catch up.
Oh, lovely sunshine. Makes you feel summer's really on its way.
Mm. It must be nice for you to have a break.
I can usually count on an hour or so after lunch, while he has his nap.
Yes.
So, this conference of Brian's, what was it about?
Oh, it
must have been quite important for him to take off a whole week.
Yes, it was. It was,
What?
Oh, you might as well know, Mum. It wasn't a conference. He went to Dublin to see Siobhan.
I see. I thought there was something going on.
Really?
Oh, just a feeling.
Oh, well,
So don't tell me this affair started all over again.
Mum, it's much worse than that.
Worse?
Yes. Siobhan's very ill. She's got cancer. And if she dies, she wants Brian to have Rory.
Perhaps her treatment needs more time to work.
That's why I'm so worried. I'm not sure it is working. She seems so much worse now than she was last week.
And Izzy's been very worried about her too.
I'm trying to keep in touch over the phone. It's no good. I can't tell what's really going on. She needs me there. I don't want to be waiting around here. I want to be in Dublin with her and Rory.
But you can't just drop everything and leave the farm.
A farm will look after itself. It's Jenny.
Ah.
She still won't decide. She won't say if she's willing to take him on.
We thought maybe after she went over there last week.
Well, that's what I was hoping too. And I think she's slowly getting there. But I can't go and leave her until I'm absolutely sure.
You're asking an awful lot of her, Brian.
I know, and we've talked it all through. Yes, there'll be problems, I understand that. How we tell Alice. All the gossip in the village. But, I mean, how would you feel, Nigel, if this is your son and you were in my situation?
I really can't answer that.
Okay, well, I'll tell you how I feel. If Siobhan dies, I could never let Rory go to Neve or to anyone else. He belongs with me. That's all there is to it.
Even if it breaks up your marriage?
Well, there's no reason why it should come to that. If only Jenny can see a way to make a compromise.
You asked me how I'd feel. I'd think I'd put up with anything rather than lose Lizzie and the children.
And I don't want to lose Jenny.
So what if it comes to a choice? Okay. It seems like the whole world to you now. Siobhan so terribly ill, and all your fears for Rory. But what about in 5 or 10 years' time? You may feel quite differently then.
Well, who knows? I can't look that far ahead.
All right. But whatever your feelings for Rory, surely your home and family are just as important.
Yes, of course they are. That's why I'm hanging on here now instead of taking the next flight to Dublin.
I'm sorry. We all want what's best for Rory. I know that Liz is terribly worried.
I know. Siobhan said she'd be marvellous.
But if Jennifer can't wholeheartedly take him on...
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm beginning to feel as if it's all out of my hands. I mean, what more can I do? I can't give up Rory. Nothing more I can say to persuade Jenny. I'll just have to wait and see what she decides.
No, Jennifer. You can't let him do this to you.
Oh, Mum.
After the way he's treated you over the years, how could he even think of it?
Well, I haven't said I will. Not yet.
He can't expect you to take on his love child.
But you...
Oh, it's too much. It's out of the question.
If I don't, he'll take Rory anyway.
You don't know that.
Well, yes, I do. He's made it quite clear.
He's probably only saying it to frighten you.
No, I believe him. He really means it. If I say no and Siobhan dies, you know, that'll be the end of our marriage.
Well, if that's the case, it's nothing short of blackmail.
Oh, no, Mum, it's far more complicated.
Well, how else can you see it?
Look, I'm not defending what Brian's done. It still hurts whenever I think of it.
So but what are you saying?
When I went over to Dublin, I met Rory.
I see. Well, that must have been very brave of you.
Oh, it wasn't easy. But he's just an ordinary little boy who's got mixed up in all of this. And he could end up losing his mother.
You can feel sorry for him, of course. But you mustn't feel guilty.
Well, perhaps it was wrong of me to be so angry and upset.
No.
But, well, just to say that I won't have him.
It's not wrong at all. It's perfectly natural.
Oh, I don't know, Mum. To say it's natural doesn't mean it's right.
Well, it seems quite clear to me.
Well, it was to me at first, but... Well, now I... Oh, I don't know. I just feel tired and confused.
Well, even if we forget who Rory is, should you be taking on a child at your age? Would it be responsible?
Well, that's just what I said to Brian.
Will you be able to care for him? I thought Jack and I would have a long and happy retirement. You can't say what the future holds.
I know. But do I have any choice? Brian's already made up his mind.
You mustn't give in to him, Jennifer.
Well, what else can I do?
If he cares for you at all, he won't make you do this.
Oh, I don't know.
It's Brian who's cheated on you and did all those terrible things. And he's the one who should face the consequences. Not you.
Thank you. The Archers was written by Simon Frith, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.